We begin this recap of Wednesday night's on-air forum by skipping to the very end. The last question asked of both candidates came from a listener who said they were on the fence. They liked both candidates, and they asked each to make their case, to explain why they're different than the other one. Cheryl Westover said she likes her opponent, called him a great guy.
But we're real different. I believe we've got to work for what we can't just be sitting up at the assembly table giving the money away. We need to find economic development, and if we can build our economy, a lot of these things that we keep giving money out for will take care of themselves. The difference is I'm a project person, and I'm making this my project. And I've never not finished a project or done it well. I mean, that's just who I am. I'm a hard worker, and I'm going to give Sitka the best I have for the next 2 years.
When it was John Stein's turn to answer, he said he thinks he could represent Sitka well and that he's inclusive.
I really like to include all aspects of the community, the Sitka Tribe Alaska, the business folks, education and you know, the government people who work in town, and really be sure that we have an inclusive government that's open. And I think that keeping Sitka and its municipal government above board and responsive, so that when we get concerns, we act on them in a timely manner, is really important. So, and I think I can run a good meeting and keep a good face on the community.
So that's the Cliff's Notes version. But Wednesday night's forum covered many issues in depth, especially Sitka's economy. Numbers from the federal government show Sitka's unemployment rate at 6.1% in May. That's below the state and national average, but still higher than 3 years ago. Population is declining, so are sales tax revenues, and fewer cruise ships are stopping in Sitka, which translates to less cash from the summer tourist season. Stein says there are numerous opportunities to shore up the economy, including attracting federal jobs through the Forest Service and the National Park Service. He said there's room to grow in the healthcare and fish processing industries, and he said Sitka has a huge opportunity for what he calls intellectual development, people doing jobs or selling goods on the Internet.
I see that as a challenge. I know a lot of the merchants in town are concerned about the competition on the Internet for products. And I think we need to get into that, and there might be some, you know, community effort that we can do to sort of wise ourselves up and learn how to make best advantage of that.
Westover says the first step to improving Sitka's economy is to make sure existing businesses have the support they need. She said the era of big businesses coming to town is over, but that there are lots of smaller possibilities that could add up to something big.
I think we've got a lot of potential out at the Cove for marine haul out, a multi-use dock. I mean, that's a must, I think. Here we are, sit on the Pacific Ocean. I think as far as search goes, our hospital, our community hospital is doing so much better, but I want to make sure that we keep search in the back of our mind and maybe try to work on an inter-island ferry system. And all these little businesses will create little jobs that save the bigger jobs.
A large dock being installed north of town could allow cruise ships to tie up, though developer Chris McGraw says his company has no deals in place with any cruise line. Past proposals to build a public dock in Sitka have failed. The candidates were asked if they felt the city dropped the ball.
Yes, we've dropped the ball on the dock, but I think there's still time to get some money from the state to create something for folks.
Westover said money could still be used from the Marine Passenger Fee Fund to support a dock project, or at least a bulkhead, which would lay the groundwork. Stein also said it's not too late for the city to build a dock for passengers, for bulk water sales.
I think there's many, many reasons to build that dock, and I know the Sitka, CETA, Sitka Economic Development Association, and the Sawmill Cove Board are really prepped to do that, and I'm willing to get behind and support that project.
One listener asked about Sitka's last two mayors, Scott McAdams, nearing the end of his term now, and former mayor Marco Dapcevich. The listener said that both had contrasting styles of running the assembly meetings and wanted to know how Mayor Westover or Mayor Stein would approach that part of the job. Stein said Dapsevich's style was more confrontational, which brought up good points, but alienated boards and commissions.
I think Scott is much more even-handed. It seems to me that he allows the table to talk and does not get into the motion-making business and that sort of thing to the extent that Mayor Dapsevich did. So I guess my thought is I think the mayor's the moderator, we want... lots of opinions. I think the mayor wants a motion. He sort of asked for it from somebody else.
Westover largely agreed.
Probably for politeness. Scott runs a real good meeting. I think Scott does. I enjoyed Marco. I enjoyed the few times I had to get into it with him for being rude, but I don't think, I think you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
Voters will decide who becomes Sitka's next mayor on October 5th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.